Vayar Pinchos. Vayikach Roimach. A kanoi first sees the event that he is responding to. You have kanoim that, you know, every year, Parshas Chukas, there's a big signs all over, Zois Chukas HaToyra, Dog Zeres HaRaisa, and there's a mecha about something. The headline of the paper is already printed from Bereshis. The details they'll fill in when it comes to Parshas Chukas. The kanois is not like that. The kanois is Vayar, and then Vayikach. And you have to be Vayikach Roimach. A person has to take his Ramach Evorim, and Emes HaKanoi is Kol Kuloi L'Shem Shamayim. And this is a din that's not really a psak. Kanoim poigim boy. If you're a kanoi, you're poigim boy. You have to be a kanoi. It's halacha ve'ein moirin kain, because you can't get a hayroah to do it. You have to be margish the kanois, and as such, then you do it. Now it's interesting. The story actually of the kanois of Pinchas was in the end of last week's parsha, Parsha's Balak. The schar is not until Parsha's Pinchas. A person does a kanois, it doesn't always look so smooth. It looks maybe in the beginning things people are talking. The schar can zayin is avach shveter. They say over from Rabbi Yoel Misatmer, he said, they didn't want to write the schar at the end of Parsha's Balak. They wanted that the schar should be at the beginning of the Parsha. The kleine kindle of Zaloichet Heron. It shouldn't be that they ran out after Shishi. No, the schar is at the anfang of a Parsha. It's also interesting though that, you know, Chukas Balak many years is together. Matos Masoi many years are together. Balak, Pinchas. Pinchas stands alone. The kanoi stands alone. Now Be'etzem, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot. And Pinchas goes and tells him, Loikachli ma'adetanu. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, you brought up the topic, so you do it. Rav Pinchas Mikaretz, he said, because Moshe Rabbeinu not forgot. Moshe Rabbeinu had a different shot. Kanoim poigin boy, poigin ve'ein pigiyo elo tefilo. You're supposed to daven for the guy. Daven, rachmanis, he should be chayzer b'tshuva. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's mahal. Pinchas says, no, you said literally. So he says, oh, that's your mahalach in the sugya? So that's your mahalach. Kanoim poigin boy. And as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Pebeis, Barichas, there's a whole blot over there about the sugya of Pinchas and Zimri, the whole story. The Gemara's lashon is Ra Maisa V'Nizkar Halacha. He remembered the halacha, Kanam Poigim Boy. But there's a pshat, Ra Maisa, if a person sees something he shouldn't have seen, you have to know everything is good to be a cheshbin from the Bashefer. But if it's Ra Maisa, Nizkar Halacha, think about a Shver Rambam, think about something in halacha. That's the way V'Nishmarta from the Torah would be protect you from what you saw. There is a pasuk at the Hillam in Kapitel Kuf Vayamoy Pinchas Vayifalel Vateotzer Hamageifa Vatechoshev Loi Tzedaka. So the Rebbe Rabbunim, he said, what's the pshat? We know that by machatzis hashekel, the tzaddik is in the middle. The word machatzis. There's a tzaddik, tzedakah. The letters next to tzaddik in machatzis hashekel, tzedakah, is chai. And the letters further than the tzaddik, than the tzedakah, is mace. If you're farther from the tzaddik, it's mace. By Pinchas of Hiroso, it says, heishaves chamosi. Chamosi is the letters mace and chai. What did Pinchas do? He did his Maisa Kanois. He was Mephalel. It was like Tzedakah. The same way we know Tzedakah, when it comes in the middle, separates the mace from the chai. That's what Pinchas is avoided as also. And the Gemara says, Tzesugin Zvachim, Dachkuf Gimel, the Gemara has a whole nidden. Hinani Noisin Le Brisi Shalim. Was Pinchas Niskahain Koidim Shahargal Zimri? This is Machlekes Tanoim, whole Sugya. One side is that Pinchas was a coin, Vaseis, he's an enikel of Aaron. No, he might have lost the kahuna because of the ritzicha. He's nischadish, he blibes the kohen. But there's another man in the Yomer that no, Pinchas was not a kohen. Because kahuna was given to Aharon, v'bonov, ulizar om acharehem. But Pinchas was already born. So Pinchas was not a kohen. Only after the Mice of Zimri, bazunder adin of kahuna on Pinchas. Fascinating concept. If he would have been from Shevet Naphtali, he also could have became a kohen. The Gemara says, Bedin hu sheyitel schari. There's many pshatim in the achrayim. What it means, bedin hu sheyitel schari. We'll speak maybe a little bit. But there's one pshat, I think, the Netziv says, other achrayim, he doch was zera aray. Don't overdo it. Well, the event from Shevet Naphtali, he wouldn't be able to be a kohen. He doch is yes zera aray. But he's not a kohen, because kahuna was only given to his uncles. Bedin hu, that because of this maisa of Zimri, he can plug into kahuna. Von andere Shevet von nishkeven shayich. Oh, but that's a man, the Omer, the one, the Gemara, that he wasn't a kohen. There's a pshat from the Torah Tamima. It was necessary. Kehanim, the Gemara says, and get poshet, or raschonim, they get angry. If he would have already been a kohen, then Klal Yisrael would have been Meranin. Pinchas, the kohen, yeah, that's what he did. He had to have not been a kohen Kedei that there should be full chashivas to respect to what he did. And then, now we can give him tikkunah. But again, bedinu, because he is zera arai. As mentioned, there are many pshatim, though. What does it mean, the lashon of the chazal? It's a medrash. Bedinu sheit al schari. The chasam sofer says, pshat, the gemara says, schar mitzvah ha'al maleka. So, bederek al, a person can't get schar in ha'al. Why is Pinchas getting schar ha'al? Normally, the reason why schar mitzvah ha'al maleka, there's a pshat, because a person might be makalkal ma'isav and might end up not being roy for it, vayishman, vayuvet. Maybe it's not kedai to give him the schar ba'ayalma. Aber Pinchas, there's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos called a mezakeh sarabim, ein chet bal yodai. He was mezakeh the rabim. It's muftach that ein chet bal yodai, bedino sheyitol schari, he can get his schar in this world. There's another pshat, interesting pshat, from Imre Emes. There's Bemis Akasha, the Tvor Shor, yes, Akasha, haschar mitzvah b'hayal malekah. Loyolin, pula socher. The Eberste has to give schar b'yoymoy. What's the pshat? Okay, the Eberste's yoym is elef shana, aber why not? He has to give the schar. So there's a pshat based on a shach in Choshe Mishpat and Hilchas Poyolim and Shin Lamites. Murder the gazach. If a person was memana you a poyol, but he was memana al yedei shliach, then you don't have din of yoym etikin schar. Yoym etikin schar is only if the balabais was memana the poyol direct. Durch a shliach, it's not ma'akif to give the schar. And everything that we do in the Tariag Mitzvahs is durch the sarsar of Moshe Rabbeinu of shliach. Over here, Pinchas, what did he do? Roa mais and niskar halacha. Kanoim poyim boy. He didn't hear it from Moshe. Alein. Bedinu sheyitol schari. He has to get the schar right now. V'yoyim etitin schari. Layolin. The whole teretz on layolin is because it's a shlichus from Moshe. There's another pshat. Loichet from the Chasam Sofer. V'derech klal. You know why schar mitzvah leka? What's the best schar a person could have? Schar mitzvah mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah, he should be zoichet nocha mitzvah. This mitzvah he doesn't want to do again. The kano. He doesn't want to do the ma'aseh v'zimri nochamal. Over here, the nishna zol nochamal the ma'aseh. Zol zayin schar. There's all kinds of other pshatim also that Pinchas is Elio, so come to Mazdem. More than that, the Etzem, it says it was Parcha Nishmasai. And then, even though he's Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, but, you know, the Shnei Bnei Aaron that were Nifter, their Neshama went into Pinchas now. So now he's Pinchas ben Elazar, but he's also ben Aaron. He has the Neshama of Nadav Aviyu, and now he could be a Kohen. Kahuna was given, that's the taich that he was given Kahuna. More than that, he's not from Shevet Naphtali. Kahuna was given La'aron Ubanov Ulazar Macharein. Pinchas is an anacle that was already born. No, but now he became a son. He's Pinchas ben Aaron. He's the Neshama of Nadav Aviyu, and that's how he plugs into the Kahuna. Now the emesis is an interesting pshat. Punkfakert, he was already a Kohen. But it was Parcha Nishmasai. If it's Parcha Nishmasai, there's a fascinating shot from the Aderis, there's a whole Chilufim Mechtovim. Who says he's a Kohen? If Parcha Nishmasai gets a new Neshama, who says he's a Kohen now? It has to be Nishadish that Vaiter, he's a Kohen. The Daimon says, you know, there's a Tyson Kedush and Avches, there's a steer about Rav Kahanan, a few Gemaras that Rav Kahanan was a Kohen, a few Gemaras that he took Pesachos Ishtai, Tyson says, there's a Brisketer, it's Tzvei Rav Kahanan, it's Tzvei Dinah. But there's a Mahalach that, no, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama Kufi Zayin that Rav Kahanan had a story also that it was Parcha Nishmasai and he came back. So then he became Ois Koyin. Then he has to take Beschus Ishtai afterwards. And it's a whole sugi Rebul Chanan. If it's his wife still, whatever. It's not a child. But that's the... It's so interesting. Rav Kahana, it's brought down the Ramami Fano. He was a Gilgal of Pinchas. So Pinchas also has this kind of kahuna that comes and goes. Interesting. Can't hear you. What? I didn't hear. It's a different... Rav Kahana. From Davches. What? Oh. So it says, Pinchas Bechal didn't die. Pinchas was a Leo Anovi. It's very interesting. I saw this in the Derech Emunah, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in Shvius, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, in the Bir Halacha. It's a Mishnah Berurah. Derech Emunah is a Mishnah Berurah on Rambam's right, from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. The Gemara Erev Nachman Gimel brings a raya, a whole shaila, if there's tchumin, lamala me'asara. If it's called going out of the tchum, if you're like in a plane, if you're lamala me'asara. And the Gemara brings a raya because there's Hani Shev Shmah, Gemara Erev. Hani Shev Shmaitza, the Is Amri Bitsafra Bishabs Kamed Rav Chista Besura. There were seven Shtiklach Torah that was Nishadish by Rav Chista in Surah. And that same Shabbos, Shalosh Shudas time, Bepanya Shabsa, they were by Rabbah in Pumbedisa. Who came and told Rabbah the Shtikl that was Nishadish earlier in Surah? From Surah to Pumbedisa, can't travel. Must be Elio Anavi came and taught it. How did he go? He's going out of the Tchum. Must be, there's no Isra of going out of the Tchum, Lamal Me'asara. That's the Gemara's Raya. Frank the Chassam Soifer in Shuvah, Rebbe Chaim brings it. Elio Navi goes to all the Brissim. There was Brissim in Surah, in Pupadisa, Flatbush, Monsi, Iberal. He goes all the Brissim. So he explains the Chasam Sofer, Eliyahu HaNavi is a malach. Pinchas is a mensch. Eliyahu HaNavi Gufa has two facets. He has a malach, and he's the malach HaBris, and he goes to Bris him as a malach, and that's fine. And he can go anywhere. He's not Meshuvah to Tchumen. That's not a raya, ain't Tchumen. Aber Torah, Loi B'Shemayimi. There's Torah in Surah, and that same Shabbos, there's Torah in Pompidisa. How did Eliyahu in the facet of Ben Adam to teach Torah? But hi, Alma. He has to go out of the Tchum. Must be that's the Gemara's raya of Ein Tchum. And that's the Chasam Sofer. So Reb Chaim says he asked his uncle, the Chazon Ish, I don't know, maybe there was a bris in Surah, and then he went to Pompidisa for a bris, and then he switches back to Eliyahu. So he says, no, you can't do that. That's Natilas Neshama. But what does he do? You have to work out the Gedorah. When, right? He didn't say it was Retzach on a weekday. You have to work out. There's Ayin Shom, a whole Arichus in the Derech Amon over there. There's another man, the Omer, over there in Zvachim. Not only was Pinchas not a Kohen yet, he didn't even get the Kahuna then. He only got the Kahuna later on in the times of Yeshua. And there's a whole Arichus there in Taisus to explain. There's a Preskurab on the Darga that he became a Kahuna later. It's interesting, though, there are Arayas, Lamashal, the Maimon Ozger, Pinchas, before the Mice of Zimri, if he wasn't the Kohen, Avadi he ate Truma. Even a Bas Kohen eats Truma, but is it erger than a Bas Kohen? Avadi. Poshet, no? Yes, love him. So the Pasuk says, Vayokim itach eid, Vayikach roimach. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Vayikach roimach, Mikan she'ein nechnosen b'kli zayin l'beis medrash. You're not supposed to go in with weapons into a beis medrash. Because that's why otherwise Zimri would have chafed. He came in, he didn't see the weapon. This is interesting. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim, Simen Kuf Nun Aleph Sivov. Sounds a little mud, but I'm going to quote. Mutr li kanes lebeis knesses, b'makel, b'taramel, b'apadosi. You can come in with all your tziyud, with all your, what's it called? What? With your baggage. But yesh oisrim, li kanes lebeis knesses, b'sakin aruch, oi b'roish magullah. Don't go into Beis Medrash with a big knife or without a yarmulke. That's what it says. B'sakin aruch, b'roish magullah. Now, what do you mean? Rosh Megillah is Iberal. There's a whole shayla what it means. There's a pshat that it said, Loi likanis b'sakin aruch ay b'roimach. And then someone switched it to Roimach, Rem Gimel, Rosh Megillah, it switched around. Or maybe it said, B'sakin aruch, only if it, like, without the cover, they had a sheath for the knife. Don't go in with the knife if it's not, if the Rosh is Megillah. Not the, yeah, Ken Zayin. It's very interesting. Pinchas, we said, is the Bechin of Eliyahu HaNavi. Pinchas is Gematria 8 times Shem Havaya. So is Yitzchak. But Pinchas is the Malach HaBris. B'Damayich Chayi is also Gematria 208, 8 times Havaya. Pinchas is the 8th Parsha in Sefer Bamidbar. At the end of Pinchas, we talk about Shmini Atzeres. Pinchas is Lamala Miderech HaTeva. Pinchas is 8 Lamala Miderech HaTeva. But it's more that we mentioned before that Pinchas didn't forget the halacha. Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a shikha. Pinchas doesn't forget the halacha. The taitch is Pinchas, the Gemara says in Brachis, Haroya Pinchas Bachaloim. I guess it says Pinchas. I mean, I don't know what it looks like, but probably there's the wording underneath on the screen. It says the subtitles. It says Pinchas. Trust it, yeah? So if you see Pinchas in a Chaloim, then Pela Nasaloi. The Sfarim explained, Pela is Aleph. Aleph, I'll say it like this. You know, the Torah starts with a base. But Pinchas tells Tzu even to the Luchas Rishonis. Pinchas is always on the week of Shiva Sabbatamas. Pinchas tells Tzu to the Aleph, to the Pela. There's no Shikha. The emes is, there's Bavus, there's a Stira. We know there are 21 days in Bein Hamitzarim. It's a Gemara in Bechairis that says, Davches. Tarnagol, the tkufa for the process of creating a tarnagol is 21 days. Uchenegdei beluz is 21 days. The Gemara continues various animals and trees. But a tarnagol is 21 days as well as a eitaluz. Tosfos over there says it's going on the days of Bein HaMetzorim. The Marsha over there, Bavus the Marsha in Bechiris Tavches, he explains that there are 21 days in Tishrei. Those are days of Rosh Hashanah Tol, Hashanah Rabbah, of Kirves Hashem in a Gvisa Oifen. I'll call that the 21 white days. And then there were 21 Shvartzeteg of the Bein HaMetzorim, and it's parallel. And there also you can come to Kirvas Hashem. There were also 21 days in Bein HaZamanim, yellow days, Oichet HaMahalach and Bimiskarav to Hashem. But the kasha is that in Bein HaMetzorim is 22 days. Bein HaMetzorim is 22 days. Someone told me Bein HaZamanim is also 2 days. He started counting from before Tisha B'Av and includes Rosh Chodesh Elul. He has it on both ends. The emes is, there's a fascinating maisa with Rav Shimshon Pinkus. There was a year that Tisha B'Av was a nidche, And the Bochum decided on the base of Talmud that the Zman is over Friday afternoon. Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. And the Rosh Yeshiva said no. And everyone went home. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus, with one other Bochum, stayed. And Friday night, they came after Davin, they came to Rosh Yeshiva. I think it was to Rav Blazer Rozhevsky, one of the Rosh Yeshivas. And they told him, Shabbos, you know, to show, you know, we're here. He says, good Shabbos, so come to Shtachi Yashakoyach. I'm saying, this is what we're supposed to do, you know. And he said, this man is over there. Today in the door, Yashakoyach, thank you for staying till Rosh Chodesh, to Tisha B'Av, whatever, yeah. Okay. Which Rosh Chodesh? So come to Shtachi Yashakoyach. Akoponim, so there's a whole shaila. On one hand, we're saying there are 21 days, but it's really 22 days. From Shiva Osir B'Tam, until Tisha B'Av, there's 22 days. The Sfarim explained that the 22 days are connected to the Aleph base. And maybe the Aleph stands separate. The Aleph is Shiva Osir B'Tamuz. Shiva Osir B'Tamuz was supposed to be the day of Matan Torah, literally. You know, the Nesina of the Luchos was supposed to come down and be on Shiva Osir B'Tamuz. Maybe, you know, the Kedushin is Nosan Hu V'Omar Hu. The Amira was on Zayin Sivan. But the Nosan was supposed to be on Shiva Osir B'Tamuz. Nosan Hu V'Omar Hu. Interesting. That's the Kedushin. The Chedushirim as Akasha, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, is like Hareini Ishech. It's the wrong sprach of Amira. So there's a Teret, yeah, but there's also Va'atem Tiyuli Mamalaches Koyin and V'Goy Kodesh. Yeah, but it's both. There's a Shalom in the Rishonim, if Hareini Ishech is Makalkul, if you also said Hareini Kodesh, Yesh Lodin. But that was the Amira, and this was the Nesina, and Shiva Sabatamis is the Aleph, it's the day of Luchas Rishonis. Pinchas connects to that. That's the Aleph. Then there's another 21 days. Oh, but that's the first thing. And it's very interesting. There's a Sefer, Oirech Letzadik. The Sefer written by Reb Leizer Lippa, the son of Reb Lemelech, Milozhensk. He writes about the Rechidish. That even though there was Shviras Haluchas on Yudzayin Tammuz, but the Dibra of Shabbos didn't break. The Kos of Hem Shmiras Shabbos. Shabbos is Meshach Shechet Haluchas Rishonis. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that the Torah should be knitted on Shabbos. Let me boy, like the Rabbanan, Vav Sivan was Shabbos, like Rabbi Yossi, Vav Sivan was Friday, and Moshe was Hosef Yemech Midaite. He wanted Matan Torah to be on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Nitzchi, Shabbos is Shaykh to that Aleph, Shabbos is Shaykh to Luchas Rishonis, and he wanted Shabbos to also have that Maila. I don't know, but I was thinking, the Gemara says there in B'chayr Stavches that a Tarnagol goes for 21 days, and the same is with the Eitz Haluz. Tosfos says it means an eighth shoket. The shoket al niyal dvorid, the nevuah is going on the yemei of bein hamitzarim. But it's the luz bone. The luz bone. I don't know. Is part of the ramach yevarim. The luz bone is the bone that from there comes everything. The tchias amesim. Right? The luz bone is part of the ramach. No, it's the aleph. It's even before that. And where does the luz bone get its sustenance? Only from Olam HaMalka. On Moitzah Shabbos. That's why when Adam Rishon ate from the chet, ate tzedas on Friday, it wasn't Nifkam, the Luz bone, because the Luz bone only gets its Nizoin from Maitzah Shabbos. And that's why there was no Gzeirah of Mavis on it. There's a Pasuk. V'ulam Luz Shem Ha'ir L'Rishayna. There's a Remez. V'ulam is Rosh HaTevis. V'nemon Ato L'Hachiyos Mesim. V'ulam Luz, the Luz bone. Shem Maitzah Shabbos. Ha'ir L'Rishayna. The Tchisa Mesim comes from that Luz bone. And that comes on Maitzah Shabbos. And that Luz bone also is the Aleph. It's not from the Ramach. It's before. Now, this is a very big chiddush, but there's a Rashbam in Psochim Daf Kuf Dalid. We say in Havdalah, one of the things the Gemara says is Yechoysim b'maisa bereishis. So the Rashbam says, why maisa bereishis? Because b'moitza Shabbos, hischil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'sader maisa bereishis. Well, moitza Shabbos, hischil. So some say it means after the Eitz Hadas, and after the Girish from Gan Eden, on moitza Shabbos, now it's the Seder Olami of the Lachar HaChet, that world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was m'sader the Seder bereishis. But I heard a different shot. The world starts on Yom Rishon. Vahi Erev, Vahi Vayker, Yom Echad. So when's the Erev of Yom Rishon? Moitzah Shabbos. There was no Shabbos. I know. Before. The ultimate Aleph is the Tchilas Abriya, is Moitzah Shabbos, where the Luz gets its Kiyam. That's the original, and Shabbos, that ultimate Shabbos. The Kiyadua, the world is really only for 6 days, and then Shabbos brings it in again. And that's how you connect back to that original Aleph. Now, on the other hand, the Pasuk says, in Echav Atered Ploim, is Gematria Chodesh Tammuz. The Pella, the Aleph, that's supposed to be, Vakert, it comes a Chorban. But we have to do Tshuva, Ruvain. Chodesh Tammuz is Ruvain. We know that the Seder HaChadoshim, Yehuda, is Nisan. Then it goes Lefida Seid with the Golem, so Yisachar's fool and his Eir Sivan. Tamas, everybody starts Reuven, Reuven Shem God. Tamas is Reuven, is Tshuva. Reuven's son is Palu, Pella. We try to go back and do Tshuva and go back to that original Aleph. Okay, there's a lot of other things in the Parsha. So interesting, Maisa, you have Geirol, the Chalukas Aretz, Geirolos. An interesting Shaila in the Tshuvas Chavas Yoyer. So brought that interesting Maisa. There was a group of Talmidim, a kvutza of 12 Talmidim, this was on Purim. They decided to put together money and they were going to make a Geirol. They bought this Gavia that it was worth 12 Reichsdollars. I don't know how many dollars in a Reichsdollar. The Austrian dollar, yeah, Reichsdollar. And they were going to do a Geirol. Mamas like Chalukas Aretz. They put 12 names in one box of the people, and they took on petek on a thing, and then the other box had 12 peteks, 11 were blank, and one of them said, I don't know, Mazel Tov, it said Zocha, yeah. And they doing this girl, each one, like they took out the name and the chaluka, right? That's how they did the nachla by the art. So they took out a name and a petek, and the second guy won, got the Mazel Tov ticket. They say, okay, it's possible, yeah. What's the percentage of the 1 out of 12? Yeah, 8 point something percent. Yeah, it could happen. But episode looks schmeck funny. They checked. There were two peteks with Mazel Tov. So they said, okay, oh, he's a girdle. That's not a... So I tried again. They set up again the girdle. They tzveit them all. The sixth guy wins. But then they chapped. There was a name missing. There was only 11 peteks in the name box. So they said, who cares? Who can complain? The guy whose name was missing, right? The other 10 guys don't have a complaint. So the guy that won said, I'll pay you. I'll pay you off the one that was Hushmat, that was not in the box Bechlal, I'll give him 30% and let it keep the girl. So he said, no, the Chavis says, the other 10 also can complain. It's not a fair girl. Why it's not a fair girl? They even have a more percent now. Now they have 1 out of 11 chance. Yeah, but it's not a girl. Girl is to, when you do the girl, Kitsurosai, in a matzah, and then you leave it to the Bairelam, if it's set with the right rules, with Lefi the Klalim, then the Rabbanu Shalom will be misadded at the mazel that person deserved. If it wasn't set up, then the other 10 also have a complaint. This is not the Geirul. The tzur of how Geirul works. Interesting. You have all the parshas of the Karbonos. Just a little bit of the basics. Every day in the Beis HaMikdash, they were makriv. Tamidim. Two kvasim. It's brought down. There's a medrash that even Bezman Hazeh Eliyahu HaNavi is makriv Karbonos. Some say it's some kind of ruchnistic thing, but that actually, there's Mechayel Sarah Kohen Gadol that's doing that. And there's Mekoris that Elio literally is being makriv karbonis in the Mikdash. Some say that the kvasim that he's makriv come from the original six kvasim that were there the last day by the Horban. There's always Shisha Tloim in the Lishka, and they had Vladis. Or there was this from the Lishka. There's ways to work it out. And it says that he's makriv the karbonis, and then he writes the schuseim shal Yisrael on the iris of the karbon. Okay. But there's every day a chiyuv to be makriv two kvasim. On Shabbos, there's lechem mishnah, two more kvasim. That's the musaf of Shabbos. There's no soyer lechatos on Shabbos. Shabbos is not shayach to chet. On Yom Tov, there's already a whole different system. On Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, and Shavuos, exactly the same format. Two par, one aisle, shiva kvasim and asara lachatas. And separately, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shmini Atzeres, also very similar but a different format. One par, one aisle, shiva kvasim and asara lachatas. Farshtei Tzach Sukkis, totally different balagan. Parim, kishivim umois. Two elim, arbasri kvasim. You have to know that besides that, those are the karbonos mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, but Lamashal Rosh Hashanah, the first in the pasuk, it's one par, one aisle, shiva kvasim and asar. It's not true. Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. And as such, it needs two par, one aisle, shiva kvasim. So Avada on Rosh Hashanah, there was three par, two aisle, arbasri kvasim, and two seirim l'chapir. Avada, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. There's a shvera toisis that says that they weren't makar v'soyer of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. The big chiddush, the pashtas, yeah, in the machzor, we even say, shnei seirim l'chapir. Shavuos also, though, there was interesting, because Shavuos, even though on Parshas Pinchas, it said what it says, two par, one aisle, shiva kvasim, and a soyer, over the Shtei Halechem was hukrav together with two shlomim b'chlal, Shalmi Tzibur, the one time a year, the Shalmi Tzibur, together with Shtei Halechem, which is chametz. And then, but besides that, actually, interesting, there's a whole hezbet to that. One par, two ayil, shiva kvasim. The Shem Yishmol explains, he says, par is rachamim and ayil is din. So on the Shloish Regolim, there's more ava. On Sukkis, there's b'chlal. His parts of ava shivim parim. Rosh Hashanah Kippur, since it's Yemei Din, the Av and the Yira are the same. Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem Karbonis, it's Torah. It's not Pashas Pinchas. Their Din is even more. So that's how it explains. In the Nusach of Davening, we say, B'nai Yisoscha says a fascinating thing. We say, Ve'es Musve Yoim HaShabbos Hazeh Nasev Anakel V'necha, that every carbon that was supposed to be brought all the years of the Golas, it's all Gecheshbint, and we're going to be Makriv. The carbon of Shabbos, Parshas Pinchas, Tavshah Peheh, there's a Tashlumen for all the Es Musve Yoim HaShabbos Hazeh, it's Gemamash to be down to the thing. Now it's interesting, in the Nusach of Tefillah Barish Chodesh, we say, Se'irei Izem Nasev Berotzoim. Because maybe Lassid Lover, you won't need the Soir L'chaper anymore. Maybe then we're able to say that it's going to be L'Ratzon. The Balatura makes the cheshbon of how many karbonis musaf there are over the whole year, with Shabbosois to Kvasim, and then, again, working out the power, Ayal Sheva Kvasim and all that. He comes out that there are 550 karbon musaf, karbonis musaf, and he says it's exactly connected the 550 behemoths that Yaakov sends as a doiran to Esav in Parshas Vayishlach, when Yaakov meets up with Esav. The Balatura is there in Parshas Vayishlach. That the 550 karbonis is connected to the 550 karbonis musaf of the year. It's interesting, the Or HaChaim over there says there were 580 behemoths that Yaakov sent to Esav, and that's the gematria of the word sa'ir and the word taikif, and of course it's not a stira. It says gemalim meinikais ubineihem shloishim, and there's a shayla, is it 60 gemalim or 30 gemalim? It's obviously a machlaikis, Or HaChaim and Alaturim. Look out there. It says, Kol roitfeha hisiguha bein hamitzarim. Kol roitfeha hisiguha bein hamitzarim is Rosh HaTevis habrocha. It's habrocha. And you can read it, Kol roitfka hisiguha bein hamitzarim. Someone that's roitf towards Hashem, he wants to come close to Hashem. As we mentioned from the Marsha in Becharis Tavches, that the 21 black days are a way of coming close to Hashem, and they're parallel to the 21 days of Tishrei. Which, it's interesting, the Chasam Sofer writes, that 21 days, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7, till 21 is 231. And that's 21 days. And then you get Vizois Habrocha, which is 232. That, again, Habrocha. Either way, the different ways of coming close to Hashem are either way, whether it's through Shvera Titan or through the Yemei Simcha and the Hisalas, either way. But we know that every Regel Chag has a Cheftza, a Lulav, a Matzah, a Sukkah. Shemini Atzeres actually has nothing, it's Yichud HaGomer. But the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, maybe of Bein HaMetzarim, is Dmois. We're not holding so much, you know. The Chasam Sofer in his yeshiva, every Lel Shishi, not Dafka by Bein HaMetzarim, the whole year, in the middle of the winter, Lel Shishi, there was Tikkun Chatzos. Every single Lel Shishi. I don't know if the Cholent was before or after, or I don't know when, you know, that part was, but there was Lel Shishi. And one time, a Bacher that was doing, he was the Chazan for the Tikkun Chatzos, didn't cry. And the Chasam Sofer was Chayshin him, there's something wrong. He said, there's something wrong with his Yiddishkeit. He's not Yuchas, it must be something wrong. There's something off. Something off with the Bacher. Now, we don't, we're holding an Ikfas of the Mashiach, a Lashon of Ekev. Ekev, like a heel, doesn't really feel that much. But maybe we should at least have Bechi for this that we don't feel. And if you can say, the Gemara, not Gemara, but there's a Chazal, that whenever we do a mitzvah, let me boy during the Bein HaMetzarim, but B'chlal all year. When we do a mitzvah, it's Moisef and Evan, Alevena, to the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. There's a big stira if the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is going to come down from Shemayim, or we're building it. Pashtas, it's both, because the Shlishi is a Hashlam of the first and the second, and there's Dinam in that, and... But we make an Evan, you know. But there's a Gemara in Shabbos that says, "Lagabi Malachas Boyne, Perak Boyne, Dafkuf Beis, Echad Nosen Es Evan, VeEchad Nosen Es Atit." So the one that put the Evan is not Chayiv because you just put a stone; it's not attached. You have to add it with Tit. The Tit Efshir is the Mois. The Oifen with a Hishtoikikus is a different level that then we're able to be misboinin to try to come to Kirvas Hashem Dafker through the Richuk. From there, we Dafker want to try to go back to the Nakudas Ha'alef, to go back to the Shoirish, to be Margish, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, V'nashuva Chadesh Yameinu Kikedem. Good.